Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Hey everyone, today's episode is called Empty Nest, 5 Survival Tips Plus the Good News. A robin decided a pot of flowers hanging from my brother and sister-in-law's deck in Alberta would be the perfect location for her new home. This industrious robin worked hard for 2 days hauling the material she needed to build her nest. Over the next few days, bright blue eggs appeared in the nest. For 15 days, she watched over her 3 precious eggs. The eggs hatched and the little bird stayed in the nest for 2 weeks, and then one day, the nest was empty. I had been thinking about writing a story about our experiences when we became empty nesters. When I saw the pictures of the robin's nest my brother, niece, and nephew had taken, I instantly knew they would be perfect pictures to symbolize the emotion I wanted to convey in this story. When our children leave home, it is a big and poignant time in our lives. It is one of those defining moments that we know will bring with it great change, like getting married or retiring. Our daughter was the first to leave the nest. I started dreading the thought when she was in grade 10. We had always been very close, and my heart hurt thinking about us being separated. She was focused and independent, though, and started university the beginning of July, right after completing grade 12. Hubs and I took her and her belongings to her new home, a tiny room at a student residence on a university campus. Once we had carried in her meager belongings, there wasn't much else to do but go home, so she walked us out. My daughter disputes this chain of events. She says, I gave her a quick hug in her room and went and sat in the van, and she walked out with the Hubs. Regardless, I cried all the way home. I felt gutted. When I got home, I walked into her room and sat down on a hard wooden chair and cried some more. Ugly cry. Many of us have done a bit of wallowing in our kids' rooms. It is all right to admit it. The thing is, our nest wasn't really empty. We still had a younger kid at home for another few years. I obviously wasn't ready then for my nest to be empty. Our kids are 5 years apart in age, so each one felt like an only child. I felt like I went through the empty nest experience twice. Our son left home in the fall after finishing high school to attend a college 3 hours away. The Hubs and I had different experiences when our kids left. He held it together and was stoic the first time, but had a hard time when our boy left home and the nest was truly empty. He had spent so much time involved with our son and his sports activities that he was a bit lost when that ended. Suddenly, there were no more whirlwinds of coaching, practices, games, and travel. The house was quiet without the hustle and bustle of the kids' friends coming and going. Meals and laundry pile were smaller, and there was no one to nag to get their homework done or get up for school. We no longer needed to attend school functions or parent-teacher interviews. What was the center of our life wasn't there anymore. Kids from rural areas often leave home at 17 or 18 to find work or attend post-secondary schooling. I was a bit envious of my urban friends who got to keep their kids at home another few years to watch over them during that time of transition. Some young adults are living at home longer now for various reasons. Do what works for your family and finances. Empty nest syndrome is a feeling of grief and loneliness parents may feel when their children leave home. It is not a medical condition per se, but a phenomenon some parents experience. It can be a powerful emotional cocktail. You may feel guilt over missed opportunities to spend time with them. You may worry about what could happen to them without you there to protect them. How could they possibly survive on their own without you there? Here are some tips for empty nesters. Number 1, stay in touch. When I left home, I don't recall thinking about how my parents felt, as I was looking ahead, not back, but I usually saw them on the weekends as I was homesick, country mouse in the city. Communicating is so easy now by text, email, FaceTime, WhatsApp, Instagram, Snapchat, and so on, that no kid has an excuse not to keep in touch with their parents, in my opinion. If you are one of those lucky ones, you may get an actual phone call, but don't hold your breath. My older siblings left home in the late 70s before all this technology was available. My parents paid for long-distance charges by the minute, so they would call, let the phone ring twice, and then hang up. This signaled to my parents that my siblings had made it to their destination safely and no charges were added to my parents' phone bill. Staying in touch will help you cope and provide reassurance, but it usually needs to be on their terms, otherwise they will get tired of it and they will want to avoid you. So try and give them some privacy and space. Number two, keep busy. You may feel like you have lost your sense of purpose at first, but this could be the perfect time for you to take on new challenges in your personal and professional life. We all had things we wanted to do, but didn't have the time when we were raising a family. Now is your chance. Number three, be positive. You can't hold them back. We bring up our children with the hope that they will be successful, independent beings. Once we have accomplished this mission, we say, "Oh no, what have I done?" If we do a good job, we make ourselves redundant. Remind yourself that you did the best job as a parent that you could, and that they miss you too. You gave them wings, let them fly. Number four, reach out. Don't be afraid to seek emotional support. Reach out to family and friends. Having someone to talk to that has gone through similar experiences can help you put your fears into perspective. We each are entitled to our own feelings, and every parent's empty nest experience is unique. Number five, move on. It is never healthy to dwell on something you cannot change. Letting go of our children is hard, but young adults moving out of their parents' home is a normal and healthy event. Take hold of your life and figure out a new path. The kids have moved on and you must as well. It is a time to visit new places and try new things. It is a big change. You go from being on your own if you are a single parent, or to being a couple again if you have a partner. Adjust plans accordingly to your budget. Plans can be made, plans can be changed. Don't wait too long. Do it while you are able to do the physical things you need to do to travel, like walk longer distances, climb stairs, lift and carry things. Now for the good news. They will come back for food, laundry services, financial assistance, vehicle issues, repairs and tires, the kind of tender loving care and listening only a parent can provide. They will need you in different ways, such as to console them when they are homesick, for recipes. They will ask you, "How did you make that? Why doesn't mine taste like yours?" To proofread essays, during final exams when they are cramming and lamenting they shouldn't have let things pile up. Asking you over the phone, "Tell me if you think this food is spoiled." Cleaning inquiries, "How does my place get dirty? I'm not even home." Grocery shopping, "Do you know how much food costs, Mom?" When they have their first job and realize they will have more month than money. Advice on how to deal with relationship crisis. To unload their stress on you so they can go to sleep and you can lay awake thinking about it all night. You will survive. I wasn't sure I would make it through my first episode of being an empty nester, but once I got there, I realized I could get through it and accepted this inevitable part of life. The second time around went smoother. Bonus section. You will have more room in your house. Note, it takes about 10 years for them to move the last of their stuff out of your home. Their friends will no longer browse through your fridge when you're not home. What you left in there will still be in there when you want it. You don't have to listen to their music or video games. You can cook whatever you like. When you are away from home, you no longer need to worry that your teenagers will throw a party at your house in your absence. Final words, good luck, empty nesters. Keep your chins up. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Thanks for reading. Have a big fun day. Visit my lifestyle blog
for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexys. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexys Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit KinexysMoneyTalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.